Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
The Port of Los Angeles is the largest seaport in the Western Hemisphere, receiving nearly a quarter of all the nation's imports. Heavy-duty diesel trucks pass through its gates some 15,000 times a day. That helps make it the most polluted part of a notoriously polluted region. Well, now the trucking industry and the city of Los Angeles are awaiting a decision in a case that's just the latest to test how far authorities in California can go to clean up dirty air. Living on Earth's Ingrid Lobet reports.
The Los Angeles Basin has the worst small particle or soot pollution in the country. Most of that soot comes from diesel-burning ships, diesel road equipment, diesel trucks. At seaports, ships, trains, and trucks all converge in a choking haze. So 2 years ago, the Port of Los Angeles banned old, dirty trucks from coming in to pick up containers. But the port didn't stop there. It required that trucking companies purchase their own trucks and hire on truckers as employees instead of contracting with independent owner-operators. Port leaders believed that companies, more than hard-pressed owner-operators, could afford to maintain trucks in clean running condition.
There couldn't be a clearer example of the local government imposing regulations that upset and disrupt the marketplace.
That's attorney Bob Diggs, who represents the American Trucking Associations. The group sued the port, saying this rule turned their business model upside down because most trucks serving the port were owned by independent operators. Diggs spoke on the federal courthouse steps.
If Los Angeles is allowed to basically re-regulate the trucking industry, then every other jurisdiction in the country can wholly disrupt the flow of interstate commerce.
The Trucking Association also says Los Angeles is disingenuous when it claims this is all about clean air. It says under the law, trucking companies have to maintain trucks they contract with just the same as if the trucks belong to them. Diggs says the city has an ulterior motive, to help organize labor.
For years, the Teamsters have been trying to organize these independent contractors. They can't do it, so the only way to get that done is to turn them into employees. That's the real issue here.
But leaders at the Port of Los Angeles say it is all about air pollution. Government research shows residents in the port area have a 60% higher risk of developing cancer than people in the rest of the city, and their risk is increasing while risk decreases elsewhere in the city. Environmental groups, citing this data, kept suing the port, and they kept winning. They brought port expansion to a dead halt, admitted Port Executive Director Geraldine Natz.
We got to a situation where we were sort of dead in the water on doing anything at the ports here because we had so many environmental issues to deal with.
Forced to act, the port banned all trucks built before 1994 and instituted the employer rule. It also insists it has the right to revoke the port license of any trucker who repeatedly arrives at the gate with an old truck spewing black smoke. Attorney David Pettit is with the Natural Resources Defense Council, once the port's nemesis, now its partner in this suit. Pettit says the port needs the power to revoke a license, even if no other port in the country has it.
You have a trucking company that sends 100 dirty trucks in a row to the ports. LA can start a proceeding saying, we're going to pull your ticket to come to the port. You have to prove to us what you're going to do to clean up. And that's going to enforce cleaner trucks a lot faster than relying on the feds.
Federal law already allows Los Angeles to inspect trucks, but Pettit says existing federal law doesn't begin to help Los Angeles bring its air up to healthy standards.
The trucks at the port have been filthy. If the federal system worked, we wouldn't have been in this situation.
Now it's the job of a federal judge to decide whether LA's clean truck program is constitutional. For Living on Earth, I'm Ingrid Lobet in Los Angeles.